What is human consciousness? Are science and religion inextricably linked? These are difficult concepts to articulate and discuss, much less to write about and to teach. But that's exactly what my guest has done. Dr. Jimmy Vigo has authored a book titled Reckless Speculations and Twisted Thoughts, Exposing the False Conflict Between Science and Religion, a book that is due to be released in August. Welcome, Jimmy. It's good to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
Well, it's a pleasure. This is the kind of thing that is mind-boggling and exhilarating to talk about with someone who has your background and can explain it. What is your background? Where are you from?
I'm from Puerto Rico, and I came to El Paso back in 1993, and I started working on my master's degree here in UTEP in chemistry. Mm-hmm. And my wife was in the Army, so we traveled around the United States a few times, and we came back to El Paso back in 2001, where I started my PhD.
And may I ask, what does your wife do now?
My wife's one of the oncologists in town. She works for Texas Oncology.
Wonderful. All right. So you have a busy life as a couple. Yes. And what is your day job currently?
I actually work as a part-timer professor at El Paso Community College, teaching chemistry for about the last 10 years.
10 years. All right. Did you see yourself as a teacher or as a researcher, an author? What were your plans?
But that is a very good question. When I was young, back in the
80s. You're still young.
Well, and I started my career in natural sciences. Mm-hmm. I always had the inclination to become a researcher / professor. So I think that in part, my dream has been accomplished in that sense.
Do you find the teaching truly fulfilling?
It is very well fulfilling. I do have a lot of good feedback from my students, and I really enjoy my daily classes.
Ah, good, good. It makes all the difference. If you're happy to be there, they're likely to be learning a good deal more than if you were not happy to be there. Now, this book, explain to me the title, Reckless Speculations and Twisted Thoughts.
Well, I came up with the title because the thought that science and religion are in conflict, it's really a creation of mostly people who really don't understand science deep in its fundaments. And it has been portrayed forever, what I call into a false conflict. Mm-hmm. And using science, the actual fundaments of science, to come up with an explanation, a very rational explanation, that in reality, science and religion are not in conflict, but they actually complement each other.
Now, did you choose the word religion very, very deliberately as opposed to the term spirituality or God or the divine?
Yes, that is a very good question, because every time I ask questions like this, the part of religious, I'm not talking about the what I call the decorations of religion, but the fundamentals in religion. How is order, divine order, explained in religious writings, thoughts from antique civilizations, and mostly philosophy?
Did you ever think about becoming a theologian or studying
exactly
the other side?
I think that I'm 100% a scientist, and I believe that a real good scientist has also, he needs to be a philosophist. So there is a fine line between you actually, when you try to make science and religion, if you cross the line into theology or you stay on the side of science.
It's kind of dangerous turf for a
scientist. It is, but I actually think that the midpoint between the two of them is what we have missing in all this conversation when science and religion has been presented as a false conflict.
So it's a false division, the wall that doesn't exist.
That's the way that I understand it. I see it as a scientist, and I have shared these ideas with many other scientists, and we always come to the same conclusion. We have a common ground in the same opinion, although we do observe from different points of view. Say, for example, some people have the pure science, others have the theology, the philosophy, the mysticism.
Yes.
However, we all always collapse in the same position.
I get overexcited about this kind of talk because I've read a number of books that support where this goes. And although this seems like very lonely territory for a scientist, potentially, This isn't your first rodeo as far as publishing. You've published extensively other academic works. Is this correct?
Well, I wouldn't use the words extensively too much. When I was a student in Utah, we published a couple of articles around the dissertation project I was working with,
okay. And
mostly in environmental toxicology. But after I graduated, I have published a couple of papers inside this topic that we are referring to today, mostly in journals under the field of philosophy of physics.
Now, philosophy of physics. You attended a conference recently. Tell me about that experience, because there's always a wonderful moment when, on the one hand, we're feeling very lonely and isolated in certain things, certain quests that we pursue, and then we find that there's a whole other planet full of people that think like we do. So tell me about this conference.
The University of Arizona is one of those pioneer universities or institutions around the world who has started to sort of say tackle what is called the hard problem of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Although consciousness is not exactly I would say, 100% science yet, there are many scientists that belong to different fields called PhDs, MDs, neurologists, physicists, even chemists and philosophers who decided some time ago to start getting together and start talking about the problem of human consciousness, because it is not very clear in the scientific arena if human consciousness actually exists, especially when it's connected to the freedom of choice.
Ooh, now that. Okay, tell me more. Tell me more.
The freedom of choice, it really starts with a person named Dr. Henry Stapp, which is what I call one of my heroes today. I have read some of his publications. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Stapp was one of the guests in the conference, one of the, say, the top people of the conference. And Dr. Stapp is a physicist who has worked for the University of California, Berkeley, as a physicist. But he also started to talk about cognitive science and how the brain works from the quantum mechanics point of view.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the most important claims that Dr. Stapp have discussed very extensively in his publications is about the fact that in the 1950s, when the original quantum mechanics was established by John von Neumann, is his name, he already started thinking about the fact that if we humans are made of the subatomic particles that we're talking about, called the electron, the neutron, and the protons, and they are all made of what is called dual energy, some kind of energy that is localized that makes it to have a mass, but mm-hmm. some other kind of energy that makes it behave like a wave, and that's called the duality in nature, which started with the discovery of the duality in light. Well, they started to think, if we are made of these particles that have these fundamental properties, what is the nature of human consciousness?
Let me kind of see if I'm keeping up. You're talking about a state of existence that's a particle, but it's also a wave.
That's correct.
Which are two separate things scientifically.
That's correct. Yeah, that actually started some kind of an era of confusion.
Because it's a duality. It's got to be one or the other, supposedly, and yet it's both.
And that's exactly what the Newtonian physics thought before. When Newton was established, things were either a particle or a wave.
Either one. Okay.
When scientists started studying the subatomic world, then things started to become both particle and wave simultaneously. And then the science of quantum mechanics born since that moment.
And you still have hair. I can't believe this, because
hair.
I would have ripped it out by this point.
Well, I have to quote.
Trying to follow.
I have to quote some words that I got from somewhere I read, one of the many books I have read about the quoting that extensive mathematics can make you lose your hair.
Oh, absolutely. Just shave. It's easier. Okay, so scientists basically determines that there is a paradox, that two separate forms of existence are concurrent. But so take it from there.
Well, I was mentioning von Neumann in the 1950s when he established the field of quantum mechanics. And what Dr. Stapp is defending in his book is that every time that we human beings are presented to an event, everything in this universe is classified as an event.
Mm-hmm.
So every time that a human being is presented to an event, there's a pool of choices mm-hmm. as an outcome for the event. And he's explaining in his books that if humans did not have a consciousness, the mechanistic body by itself wouldn't be able to distinguish between the choices. It would be like a soup of choices. And it is precisely the consciousness which cannot be explained with atoms. It's a different kind of form of energy that is supposed to make the distinction between the choices. And then the human being, with his freedom of choice, selects which is the option or the choice that he or she likes.
So it's a matter of a deliberate process.
That's correct.
Okay. Now,
that's correct.
All of this, the men that you have mentioned, the scientists, does this relate to the conference that you attended where you, I believe you submitted a paper and were...
It was accepted and I presented a poster on the publication that I have made so far.
Excellent. And where was this and when?
This conference was held back in April 25th in Arizona in a
this
hotel.
Year.
Yeah, it belongs to the Center for Consciousness Studies of the University of Arizona. And they have put together all these many scientists. We probably were more than 1,000.
From where?
Around the world. This was the consciousness conference of United States, and we had this like great speakers. Like I can mention a few names, like Deepak Chopra, Dr.
Yes.
Henry Stapp.
There's one I know.
He was one of the most excellent conversation that we had at this conference. Very interesting what Dr. Deepak Chopra has to say.
Now, he came at it from the spiritual aspect or from the scientific aspect or neither?
Just... It's mostly a philosophical, which is more a combination between, say, the religious and the scientific point of view.
How did you feel when you were at that conference? Was that your first time in a concentration of people like you?
It was actually like a concentration of weird people like me, like my wife used to say. And we some of us were really excited just to meet and have a
like
beer at
home.
The bar. and just recognize the fact that we are a bunch of people that have mostly no one to talk about this. And all of a sudden, we're put together in a place and we just don't have enough time to express everything that we know.
Oh, this is too cool. My guest is Dr. Jimmy Vigo. He is a chemistry teacher at El Paso Community College and an author. He has just published, or actually the book will be released in August, titled Reckless Speculations and Twisted Thoughts, Exposing the False Conflict Between Science and Religion. We'll be right back.